Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're getting our groove on. Sports to the Max on a Wednesday, the Hump Night Edition. Eric in for Mike, 43 degrees, 735 here in the Central Time Zone. Next hour, we'll go back to Des Moines. Marcus Fuller will join us. He covers Gopher basketball for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. We'll get his takeaways on what may or may not happen tomorrow at Wells Fargo Arena when a 10-seed Minnesota takes on a 7-seed Louisville as they get things started in the mayhem known as March Madness. Twins today, as Grapefruit League play continues, they played in Fort Myers, got beat by the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5. Holmes the winner, Morin the loser. Maurer the save for the Pirates. That's Maurer, not Maurer. Don't be confused with the now-retired Joe Maurer. And the Twins, if you're wondering about some of their offensive studs, C.J. Cron, 2 hits, 2 runs scored, and Jonathan Scope, 3 for 3, 2 runs scored, 2 RBI. Scope had a home run in the ball game, and that's a guy that our next guest is very high on, Al Newman, 2-time World Series champion with the Twins, 87 and 91. He joins us now from a bus on his way down to Fort Myers, leading a spring training tour. I understand you're in Atlanta, Al. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for having me on again, Eve. Yes, we've bedded down for tonight. We're right outside of Atlanta, and we'll be in Florida tomorrow.
Now, I was down there for the Super Bowl. Did you go to the Varsity? That's one of the huge hangouts for people to eat, the Varsity.
No, I saw it, and you know what? We wanted to get on the other side of downtown Atlanta, so in the morning when we got out, we'd be outside of traffic. But I tell you what, traffic is simply amazing here. Everybody on the bus pointed at the Varsity. But we had to announce that we cannot stop there and eat at that restaurant.
Yeah, and I love driving through downtown Atlanta, I-75, 85. You know, you're talking 6 or 7 lane freeways in each direction.
I counted them, 7 lanes across. 7 lanes across, and I tell you what, they drive as if it's, what's that old video game, Mario? Not Mario, yeah. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
It was like Pac-Man, cars jumping in and out of lanes. It was unbelievable.
Well, it's NASCAR country down there, Al. You got to adapt.
It sure looks like it, believe me.
And of course, the Braves now have left downtown Atlanta, Turner Field. They're up in the burbs in suburban Cobb County.
Well, you know, it was amazing because people were saying, Al, you hit your only major league home run in Atlanta. I go, yeah, they've had 2 stadiums since then. So, I did bring that up, you know, because they do have that Hank Aaron marker, you know, at the previous stadium. They had it out in the parking lot where the original stadium was, Fulton County. And I tell people, yeah, that's exactly where I hit my only home run, was right where Hank Aaron hit 715. So 716 total, I think we both had a pretty good career.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And you were texting me earlier in the day that you toured some spots in Atlanta. You ran into a young fan who, when the Twins won the World Series in 91, was pretty disappointed that his Braves couldn't get it done. But he forgave you, is that correct?
Well, after we took a photo together, he told me he was 8 years old in 91 when we disappointed him. When he saw our bus, we took the Civil War tour today up in Chickamauga Battlefield. We went to a battlefield, and we got the history and learned that Minnesota played a major role in one of the initial battles of the Civil War. So when he saw our bus was from Minnesota, he got on. The first thing he said was he knew this was going to be a tough crowd because we beat him in 91 when he was 8 years old. And one of the people on our trip said, well, Al Newman was on that team. And he turned and looked right at me. And he goes, thanks a lot. So I took a picture with him at the end.
All right. Nothing like a Kodak moment to ease his pain. Al Newman, our guest here on CCO, Eric in for Mike, Sports to the Max. He's on his way to Fort Myers leading a spring training tour. Now we're deep into the Grapefruit League, Al. As you know, the Twins and Indians will open up for good a week from tomorrow. You'll hear it here on CCO. 3:10 first pitch opening day. It's going to be great. Justin Morneau throwing out the first pitch. What are you looking for out of the Twins? What are you trying to, pick up on in these final days of the Grapefruit League?
Well, I'm looking at momentum. I know one of the first things I looked at is their spring training record. Yes, you can say spring training is not important as far as wins and losses are concerned, but I think for a new manager and a new group of guys, momentum going into the season. I looked at their record after today's loss, which they were leading 5-0, they're now, 13-11 or 13-12, which is not bad considering that you're playing everyone and you're just now starting to try to set up your lineup as you want it as spring training comes to an end. But I'm looking for consistency from the starters. Pineda gave 5 strong today. And guys like Scope, as you mentioned, hit a ball out of the ballpark. So Crone had a few hits today. So I think things are coming around, and I think they're building momentum. I've watched Cleveland play quite a few games on the network. And I think they have some deficiencies, although they are a very good ball club.
Byron Buxton is batting .438 in the Grapefruit League. Now, we realize, in 8 days, that doesn't mean squat when he goes to the plate against Cleveland. But for a guy who had really a miserable, Al, 2018, banged up, couldn't really get into a groove offensively, didn't get called up for September, this has to be encouraging.
Yes, it is. He, he's had good springs before and then gotten off to horrendous starts, but I think the change in mindset that's been written about and he's discussed himself on radio and television, I think he has matured somewhat. Maybe the fact he didn't get caught up in September has worked in his favor somehow, some way, even though, he was very disappointed. But I think he's got a different mantra this year and hopefully with less pressure because of the stretch of the lineup with the addition of Cruz and Crones and Duda and those type of batters, hopefully his true potential can start to shine through.
I think most of us, Al, believe the Twins will hit, and hopefully Miguel Sano comes back ready to go in May after the foot heals up. Pitching-wise, as you know, it's going to come down to pitching. Do they have enough in the rotation, middle relief, and then at the back end?
For me, the question is, they've got 3-4 number 3 starters with Berrios possibly being a 1 or true number 2. I think they have enough starting pitching. My only question is that back end, 7, 8, 9. Knowing Bardelli, maybe he'll just go with whoever's hot. Maybe that's the way we should go instead of designating one guy as a particular closer. I think he may just go situationally to close out ball games. For me, it seems to be the best way to go.
Earlier in the week, former Twin skipper, Hall of Famer Paul Molitor showed up in Fort Myers, and he tried to do it under the radar, Al, and didn't want to, upset the apple cart, visited with Rocco Baldelli. But I thought the way Molly handled it was pure Paul Molitor, all class, not trying to come in bitter or anything. Just, hey, I wanted to bring my kid down to Florida, and I'm here to shake some hands.
Sure. And, Paulie's definitely a class act. Even before when he didn't get the job, when Gardenhire got it way back, he was around the ball club, went and helped out in the minor leagues. And when his chance came, he got the gig. That's Paul Molitor. That's who he is. And I'm sure the players were happy to see him, and Rocco took it the right way.
All right, what's going to be your message to the fans on the bus, those people who are part of Twins territory, Al, as you get closer to Fort Myers and Hammond Stadium, CenturyLink Sports Complex? How do you handle it? Do you have a monologue you go through? I know you've done this before.
Well, I tell them that we're preparing our team. From day one, we're becoming a team. We're going to be on the road for 2 weeks, taking in a lot of sights and sounds. And We've got to look out after each other. And, you know, and I tell stories along the way because I did play in the Southern League. So a lot of the cities that we go through, the Chattanoogas, I played down here in AA. You know, we run through Memphis. We go through New Orleans. So a lot of these places I've had some activity myself as far as a player is concerned. But I also throw in some twin stories. And my mantra this year with this group is that, you know, we do have a new manager. I've seen him a couple, two or three times, you know, with the Caravan and Twins Fest. And that the potential that's on this team has excited me the most I have been in quite a few years. So try to be positive. We're going to be, you know, we're going to have lunch right there by the bullpen. So they'll get a chance to interact with some of the players possibly and root them on.
And you bring up the Southern League, Al. And right now, there's a North and a South division. You've got teams in Jackson, Montgomery, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Birmingham, Biloxi, Mobile, Pensacola, Mississippi, and Jacksonville. That's got to be the hottest and steamiest league in all of baseball.
Oh, it's definitely the toughest league in the AA division. That's for sure. You know, the travel can be long. And you get out that bus, sometimes you get at the ballpark, it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You go straight to the park and check into the hotel after the game. So it's a grinding league. It's the prospect league, so to speak, because once you get to AA, you have major league potential and an opportunity to be called to the major leagues. But, yes, AA is definitely a test league. And I know the Twins moved to Pensacola. But the guy today mentioned that he used to watch the Chattanooga team when Doug Minkiewicz was the manager in Buxton and Sano, and all those guys were coming through as top-notch prospects. So he is a Twins fan, but we still broke his heart in 1991.
Yeah, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. that is
what
certainly
name.
Yeah, that is one of the cooler nicknames. A few years ago, my youngest son, Preston, was playing on a team, and they were called the Blue Wahoos, and I couldn't figure out what in the world is a Blue Wahoo. And if you find a Montgomery Biscuits cap, Al, maybe bring one back for me. I'll pay you.
Bring that back there.
That'd be kind of cool.
Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet from what I hear.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I know you've got a group with you, and you've got to get rested up because I-75 will stretch into Florida tomorrow, and that's going to be cap off a great trip for you as you get down to spring training.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, the people on the bus are very excited. We started out at Target Field and took off from there. So we're excited to get to Florida. The weather has been great. Once we get out of Minnesota, we haven't seen snow since. So thanks for the call, Ian. I enjoy going on with you. Take care.
Oh, now pump up your event coming up. I know that's getting closer.
Oh, yeah, the bowling event, April 28th over at the Shakopee Bowl. Come on out. You have an opportunity. It's from 2 to 5. Help support youth baseball for a couple of middle schools in Northeast Minneapolis. We're teaming with the Police Athletic League and South St. Paul. So if you have a chance, come out and there's an opportunity. I can throw a strike for $10,000 sponsored by Killer Brew Root Beer. So that's awesome. And if you get a chance, like I said, come on out and support.
And the good news for you and your fans on the bus, when you get back here, the snow should be gone.
Well, that's awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Al. All right, Al Newman, two-time World Series champion with the Twins in 87 and 91. How much fun is that? The bus left Target Field a few days ago, and they're driving all the way down to Fort Myers, the southern tip of Twins territory. And you think about the great things along the way. To me, there's nothing better than a road trip. If you're not in a hurry and you can get in a car or on a bus or even a train, it's just a fabulous way to discover America. And as Al said, they toured the Civil Rights Museum and the Civil War-related stuff in Atlanta today, and he ran into a Braves fan who was 8 back in 91 when the Twins crushed his young hopes, beating Atlanta in 4-3 to win the World Series.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.